Blog Talk Radio.
Woke up in the club with a lot of girls, hang around my neck like diamonds and pearls. Me and my crew, we gonna rock the house, make your chick turn inside out. Wow, I just can't believe it, tonight's gonna be lots of cheating. No, you can't say I wanna see you leaving. I thought I was bad, but then she beat it.
Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Hot, 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 hot.
Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, clap, clap.
Just like a porn star.
This is Zendaya Morrell, and you're tuned into Dollhouse Radio. And without further ado, it's time for the true front to back. Take it away, bitches.
Welcome back, you horny motherfuckers, to another true front and back. The dynamic duo now has added another set of monster tits. So this is triple Thursday, gentlemen. Sammy Brooks joins the True Front Back. Woo! Sammy joins the True Front Back, and she will be telling you what you need to know. I am Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla. My co-host, Karen Fisher, we are currently waiting on. She'll be joining us shortly. We will be welcoming two special guests tonight. King Noor will be on at 11:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 8:40 PST, Pacific Standard Time. Then at 12:10 a.m., gentlemen, it's Erica Lauren MILF. For all you MILF lovers out there, that will be 9:10 p.m. PST. You will find out from them tonight what they have been doing and some interesting facts about in their life. So I want to welcome Sammy Brooks to the Truth Front and Back. Thank you for joining us.
You are so welcome, sexy. How the heck are you doing?
I'm good. So we're just waiting on Karen, Miss Travel Around the World in 90 days.
I know, right? I think she just travels all over. Like, I think she's like stops in every international like place that she can because she can. Because she's so damn sexy, right?
Like, her tits go everywhere. I've actually
they
had people
do.
I've had people email me like, well, Karen Fisher is over here in London. I'm like, yeah. And they're like, why aren't you with her? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, we're not attached to the hip.
Well, I must say, before, you know, you get too into the show, I want to say thank you for so very, very much for letting me join the Titty Tata trio, because this is absolutely amazing. You're amazing. Karen is absolutely wonderful. And I know I'm going to bring a lot of sex monsters on board to be listening to this fabulous show that you girls have going. So hello to the Tatas, motherfuckers.
Yeah, and all you people that want to call in, the number is 646-595-4038. Make sure you press 1 in order to talk, because if you don't press 1, you can't talk.
Yeah, you'll be left out there in internet land, and we won't even know who the hell you are. We won't
right.
know. Yeah.
Nope. Seriously. And you have all these titties and ass, and, you know.
Right?
It's just, really? You know.
Yes.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
So our topic for tonight is, have you ever fell in love with someone in the business because of the
mm-hmm.
sex?
Oh, boy.
And do you think it could happen?
Uh-oh.
Do you think it could happen? What about you? Like, I'll let you answer first.
Okay, with me, I will be honest, okay. I've had lots of yummy, yummy, yummy sex in the business, you know, shot lots of yummy scenes, such as yourself, and I will tell you that I never fell in love with one of the cocks that I had penetrate my yummy vagina. I never did. I never did, because it was like, okay, we're here to have fun, get our groove on, and, you know, I've had male talent that I've worked with, and they'd be like, you know, call me and we can go hang out afterwards. I'm like, dude, I just got done with you. I'm over it. Like, you just fucked my vagina. I fucked your cock. I'm good. Bye-bye. Say bye-bye.
Right. But I don't know why they want to hang out more or often.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's like one time, I think it was my second scene, and the guy was like, after the scene was done, and he's like, was it good for you as it was for me? And I'm like, no. And he's like, are you serious?
Right? If they have to ask, then you know that they did not perform very well. Like,
so
if you just ask,
like,
then...
he gave me, like, the deer in the headlights look, and I was like, no. And he's like, are you serious? And I'm like, I'm dead serious. Like, he's like, you didn't come from that? I'm like, really? Are you serious? No.
If you can't tell, guys out there in the industry listening, especially the new guys, if you can't tell when a woman actually comes, baby, do your goddamn research and go try to teach women how to come before you actually get into the industry. Because, boys, you're going to need some goddamn help, I'm telling you right now. Just saying.
Oh my god. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back, and we're going to pay some fucking bills. You're listening to Truth Fighting Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Let's get
Welcome back to the Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. That was such a good song, Ass Up, Face Down, Ass Up. So, our guest, King Noor, is our guest tonight. Do you know who he is?
I'm telling you right now, I just totally stalked this mother trucker. And, oh, my Lanta, I'm telling you what, I would lap that puppy up with every inch of his butt. I'm just telling you right now. That's some yummy shit right there.
Have you worked with him before bring him on?
No, I haven't, but I have, I got some questions because I'm very intrigued and, like, wow.
Yeah, he sent me some videos because he asked to be on the show, and he sent me some videos, and I was like, wow. I was like, I had to turn it off because I was just like, I don't know.
She's like totally stuttering.
Right now.
She's stuttering. Oh, my gosh. Desiree has lost her words, and the three-letter word for the show for him is wow.
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 All right, so we're going to go ahead and introduce King Noor, the male porn star.
Good evening.
Oh, my Lanta, and his voice is sexy. Did you hear that? Say that again.
He has a sex voice.
Wait a second. Wait. Oh, my.
How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, okay. All right. All right, I'm just going to listen because this mother trucker has a sexy fucking voice.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my Lanta.
You're killing me with the oh, my Lanta. That's funny.
Talk about erotic. Hello, can we just, like, have phone sex? Like, can we just, like,
Yeah,
okay, I'm sorry,
absolutely.
Desiree, go ahead because, oh, my Lanta.
Yeah, because you're making her a little hot and wet. So, King, I can't even speak. Wow, you've been in the industry how long, babe?
Well, I've been working in some form of adult entertainment for like the last 10 years, but primarily I've been doing live shows and things like that. I do parties with a company called Jet Setting Jasmine. We travel the country working with couples and helping them make better love to one another. I think one of y'all just said, I was just listening, y'all have me cracking up. You were saying that, you know, gentlemen need to know if they're pleasing a woman. You know,
right.
And that's why my name is what my name is. Like, I'm a king. I stand as a king no matter what. But Noor I use the E at the end of it because I'm a king who serves to please women. You know, that's what
I
want to do.
I can tell from the videos that you sent me.
Yeah, I think what we do, you know, I started my own company, Royal Fetish Films, and I just recently got signed to OC Models. So big shout out to Sandra and everyone at OC Models for, linking us up. It's a real honor to be on the show. And, you know, what I want to do is just show, you know, what we do is art, you know, making love, sex, fucking, however you want to put it. There's an art form to it. And fellas out there, it always gets better when the woman is pleased. The wetter she gets, the more wild you can get. So it's about pleasing.
Gentlemen
need
to be
sure that it happens.
Yeah, so you've been nominated for quite a lot of awards, huh?
Yeah, besides doing adult entertainment, I also do music, and I realize I gotta send y'all some music up there to the show. I have a song called Mile High Club that has my moniker in it. You know, treat her like a queen and fuck her like a porn star, and that's how it's gotta be.
Love it.
So our topic for tonight do you think it's possible to fall in love on set because of the sex?
No matter how good sex is, I mean, to me, love is something that encompasses a lot of other things. You know, for me, it's, you know, there's so many other factors that come in when it comes to love. I mean, there could be some amazing pussy that makes you do all kinds of crazy things in this world. You know what I'm saying? Like showing up with a mandolin player outside your door or something like that. But, you know, to actually say that you, for me personally, to say that I love somebody, just it takes a lot more. It takes getting to know that person and just having like a deeper connection. Like the sex is definitely better when you love somebody, but I don't know if the sex itself would ever make me fall in love with somebody.
Right. Okay. So,
but
with
I mean,
Sammy,
there's,
you
there's
have
definitely,
a...
there's definitely some, you know, there's different things that can happen that I'm sure could lead to it. But I think you hit it on the head when you was just like, you know, you've experienced them in a certain kind of way, you know. So if you're gonna go outside of Offset or something like that, and you actually get to know somebody after a scene or after working with somebody, it's the other factors that'll make you actually fall in love with, like, oh, we share so much in common, or she makes me laugh, or, you know, she got a good heart, you know what I'm saying, outside of just what she can do in the bedroom.
Thank you.
But definitely bad sex will make
true.
You fall out
okay.
of love with somebody, though.
But I have to ask King here. Okay, so I need to ask you, because I was totally stalking you, and you know you're hot as fuck is what it is.
Oh,
you are drop-dead gorgeous, like, hello, knock me down and just fuck me. But I...
That's how you like it, I got you.
Well, no, not all the time, but, you know, sometimes it is kind of nice to just, you know, hey, just put on them fuck me heels and just take advantage, baby. But when I'm looking at your profile, okay, so not only do you do the fetish training, which is something I have never actually put my little toes into that side of the water, because I will say I've actually been intimidated by it, because I like to be tied up and, like, you know, handcuffed and gagged a little. But when it comes to all the, like, ropes and chains and being all gosh darn crazy, because I went to Europe for the Venus show, that shit scared me. Like, I could, if I would have had a freaking cock, it would have went up inside my ass. I would have ran so fast because it, like, really intimidated me. Like, I saw these girls up, like, in these freaking, like, and it's an art. Like, what you guys do when it comes to fetish and ropes and all this stuff, it is a freaking art form.
Yeah.
And how do you take somebody who is a complete virgin, such as myself, and teach them to get into the whole fetish?
You're not
training?
A virgin.
No. When it comes to that kind of stuff, oh boy, I'm green around the goddamn gills.
She saved her virginity in certain areas.
I will say there are parts of Sammy that is still a virgin, and that is one of them.
Okay.
Like,
well, I mean,
I know how to teach a guy to get on his knees and beg for me, but when it comes to, oh, no, you guys do some naughties.
Well, I mean, what we do specifically, and I think that's a great question, you know, what we do with our company specifically with Jessa and Jasmine, make sure everybody listen and go check us out. We actually do tell people, like, you know, there's levels to it, just like with anything else. You know, if you want to play basketball, you're not just going to go run onto an NBA court and start trying to play with Steph Curry, you know. So there's different ways to introduce, and there's so many different fetishes. You know, a lot of people just automatically, we think of feet, we think of rope, we think of chains. But anything that's not sexual that we sexualize, that's a fetish for us. So for each person, you know, what we do is we kind of hold their hand with it. You know, you want to get your feet wet, you don't have to jump into the deep end yet. So we work with them in stages. You know, if first things first, you might just want to see what it looks like for someone to be tied up, for someone to be suspended, for somebody to be chained or handcuffed. You know, that's the first step. Or we might work with something that's a little bit lighter. Like, we work with Cal Exotics, and, you know, they have a beautiful line, the Scandal line, where it's light bondage stuff. So it's not like you're automatically getting thrown into handcuffs that, you know, if the key gets lost, you got to call a locksmith or something like that. You know, it's something basic. And a lot of times with bondage, the person who is the submissive, you have a lot more power than you think. You know, it takes a lot to give somebody the trust to allow them to take control. So yeah. You have to work with that person to gain that control. You don't just want to jump in with any old body, you know. And,
right,
and a lot
right.
of what we work with people is just getting their mind together for it. Because once you can really wrap your mind around something, you know, as human beings, and I'm sure you ladies can attest to it, there are some things that our bodies can do that are way beyond mm-hmm. the norm, you know. So
right.
that's kind of what we do, you know. We walk them through it, and we build that confidence inside of them.
That awesome. So I have a question. Well, I'm kind of like, I mean, I do some dominatrix on the side, but then I get asked a lot to do a lot of cuckolding.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm good at that one.
That's actually how I got started in the business.
So can you explain, like, what the whole, what it really is? Because, like, I'm confused because some people, I'm getting people saying it's one way, and then some people saying it's another way, and I just, so can you explain to me and the viewers?
Well, I think in the direct definition of cuckolding, like if you go back to the original definition of it, it's a man who knows that other men sleep with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
also they derive either some sort of like sadomasochistic pleasure from that, or the embarrassment of that, they derive a certain amount of pleasure
mm-hmm.
from. Then when you get, you know, through the years, it's kind of broadened out to also kind of being men who want to watch, or men who want to be, you know, either forced by or forced
right.
to sit down and just watch. You know, like there's so many different angles to it. I mean, for me personally, when I've done it, like I'm not bi. You know, some people are into that, but you know, for me, it's more about, like, people who want to watch me with their partner.
With their partner.
Okay.
Want
to be,
right.
Yeah, they want to be insulted. They want to be maybe tied up, smacked around a little bit, and forced to watch me with their partner.
All
you
right.
Know,
so,
all right.
So, you know, for everybody, it's different.
It
okay.
is different because, especially for webcamming, because that's, you know, what I do full-time is webcamming.
Yeah.
And for my guys that are into, you know, the cuckolds that love the webcamming, when I'm doing the cuckold, you know, shows for them, their thing is I'd say 90% of my cuckold men, they love for me to be fucked by a bigger cock because they're inadequate. Like they
right.
don't
yeah.
have the cock. And that's my thing that I get from all my sex sponsors in my webcamming. That's
okay.
their thing. And it's you know, and it's like you said, it's different for every person. It really truly is.
I think usually it does kind of boil down to what you say, where it's people who feel they're inadequate, so
mm-hmm.
they want to see what it's like
right.
for a woman to be with somebody who
what they
might
can't
be
perform
bigger
for their
or,
partner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Definitely. Yeah.
Well, thank you for clearing that definition up because I was kind of cloudy on that. Cause
no problem.
So, yes, you are amazing. And
thank you so much.
Yummy.
Yummy. So, tell us a little bit about your music. It says you won two awards, Underground Music Awards in the United States.
Yeah.
Africa?
Yeah, no, well, I've toured the U.S., Europe, Africa, and actually I just released a new album on Viper Records. It's called Life in Black and White. I recently just came off a tour with Emoto Technique and Talib Kweli. We did like 30 cities in 40 days or something crazy like that, so you know, now that I'm off the road, make sure that you can, you know, it's available on iTunes. I'll make sure to tweet it out. If everybody follows me, it's at King Noire, KingNoire. And, you know, I love it. My music is very personal to me. It deals with everything in all aspects of life, you know, mm-hmm. from the bedroom to the boardroom and everywhere in between. So definitely check that out.
Awesome.
And everybody, like I said, I have a video that's coming out real soon. It's called The Mile High Club. And I love it because I like, to me, you know, when I was performing it everywhere, people would just be like, treat it like a queen, fuck it like a porn star. That became my name. They would just walk up to me and say that shit. I was like, yeah, that's me. I got you.
Awesome. And Miss Sammy, did you see that he's in the Vogue Italiana magazine?
I did. This sexy mother trucker is like, he's model material for any freaking, like, I'm just saying, he's just hot. Just, yeah. Like, hello.
Thank you. Y'all got me cheesing over there.
She's like, hello. When she wants to know when you can fuck her.
Well, I know OC has me coming out to California in the October and November, and they're looking to get me scenes. And I'm based in Florida right now, so hopefully I'll be meeting
You're
up with Reality
right
Kings
now?
And some of the people. I'm in Florida right now. I'm in Clearwater, Florida right now. We have actually, if any of y'all ladies are in Florida, we have a huge event coming up on October 17th in Miami. And if any of y'all want to come, you could be my guest. It's going to be...
I'll be back in New York.
So you got to stay like an extra week. We got Narissa Irving from Playboy. Jetson and Jasmine and I will be hosting. It's going to be all about people getting in touch with their sexuality. We're going to have, for you who wants to learn more about the fetish training, we're going to have Sir Nadia and Pandora doing live suspension rope and all of that kind of stuff. So, you know,
so
y'all
neat.
Should hit me up on Twitter. I'll give y'all the information. If y'all can make it, y'all my guests.
Nice.
Sammy will be there with bells on.
Well, I wish I could, but I'm in San Diego. So
I'm shooting for my
website right now. So, yeah, I can't travel right now.
Well, then I guess I'll see you when I come to Cali.
Yeah, definitely.
I have an amazing photographer that I work with in San Diego. One that I was in the Vogue Italia with. So I'll link you with her too.
Oh,
wow.
That's amazing. I love it. But I have one quick question because I know that you do your fetish training is absolutely one of the things that you love doing. Obviously, you're very passionate about your music. But also you do the erotic touch massage.
Yes.
What? Give me a little info on that, because when I was stalking your pictures, I saw some yumminess going on. I was stalking you, I'm not going to lie. Hey, I'm on Twitter stalker. When I see sexy pictures, I'm going to tell you.
if you can imagine going to, let's say, like a Magic Mike show and getting a massage, that's what I do. So it incorporates deep tissue, shiatsu, and Reiki-style massages, but it also involves entertainment. I involve fetishes in it as well.
Okay, I'm there.
I have my favorite massage is called Fire and Ice, and I use candle wax and ice cubes. And
my Lanta.
I see if we can get steam coming off your body.
Woo!
I'm actually, a couple of the scenes for my website are candle wax. My Lanta. All right, we're on the same page.
So wait, you're basically saying that I'm going to have to make a guest appearance on your website?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds good.
I'll answer for her, yeah. That's what she wants.
All right, so I'll be expecting a DM from you on Twitter, and we'll set all that up for when I get
to Cali. She might kidnap you and hold you hostage.
I know. I might chain you to my. I don't know if you've seen my bed in my webcam show, but it's like a big old freaking metal bed. I might have to chain you to, and you might not go anywhere. You might not be going
now
to Florida.
Now I have to see this. That sounds like my bed. The bed that I have in my house, I specifically purchased.
Oh, I have a big metal canopy bed. It's metal. You ain't going nowhere. Like, you're done.
Uh-oh.
You're screwed.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, see what happens when you bring me on the show, Desiree?
I know. But, King, thank you so much. You want to go ahead and do your lovely shout-outs?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Definitely make sure that y'all check out Royal Fetish Films and JetSettingJasmine.com. I am King the Wall. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. At KINGNOIRE. I look forward to speaking with all y'all very soon, and I'll see you in San Diego, and I'll be tying you to your bed.
Oh, damn.
Have a good night, ladies.
Thank you. Bye.
Later.
That was awesome.
I'm all wet over there.
Awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce. You
awesome
watch too many commercials.
No, there's awesome sauce in my panties right now, I'm just saying.
Oh,
wait, I don't have panties on. That's my shorts.
Oh, my God. So that was King Noir. And I know you were very excited and wet and juicy over there.
I'm always juicy, baby. Always juicy.
Oh, my goodness. But we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Truth Friend Back on Dollhouse Radio.
After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, yeah, we making love like Usher in the club. Come on. Little mama got her eyes on me. We gonna have all the baby in the VIP. Let's go. We busting champagne corks in the earth. Shaking up the bottle, throwing bubbles everywhere.
Yes, sir.
All days, party nights, welcome to my world. I'm on the dance floor stepping with a very freaky girl. Pop a champagne like we just won the title. DJ's cutting and going on my finals. Bottle after bottle, drinking like it's no tomorrow. Politicking with a model. Body looking like a bottle.
Wow.
Posing for the pictures like it's for a magazine. Jimmy Choo pumps with the painted on jeans. We gon' make this a night to remember while the record plays. Looking for a secretary. Shawty, what's your resume?
Yeah.
I'ma play the full court press. She love the way I ball. Rubbing on the waistline and blames it on the alcohol. I got a star struck, 2 hands up in the back of the VIP playing 2 hand touch. Yeah.
Bottle after bottle, it's on. And I'm gone.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
Champagne, we copping Patron, taking shots to the zone.
We go party till the lights come on.
Yeah. I'm drinking dark liquor tonight, all my liquor is light.
We go party till the lights come on.
It's a Kodak moment tonight, when we get right.
We go party till the lights come on. Damn, you look good, girl, back that ass up.
Damn.
Step behind the velvet rope and fill your glass up.
Whoa.
Sip a little bubbly with an eligible bachelor.
Yes.
My future looking bright, taking off like NASA.
Yo.
Smoking on homegrown fresh from Nebraska. Left wrist looking like the heart of Alaska.
Yo.
Storybook's finished, that's the end of that chapter. Shorty caught in a rapture, in love with a rapper. Show me what you're working with, mommy shaking it fast. Both hands gripping the bottle, I'm doing the dang dash.
Yo.
I'm in the club like 56, getting bit. Shorty want a bad boy like Puffy, but she innocent. Standing on the couch with my shoes on. Whole damn club on fire, getting their groove on. Shorty gunning on me and doing the damn thing. My crew doing the same. Bling, bling, it's a fly guy thing.
Pop the bottle after bottle with.
Ooh, welcome back to Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. This is Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and Sammy Brooks is joining the show.
Yes.
So okay, now we're going to go into what we need to know.
What we need to know. First off, I want to say thank you so much, Desiree, for allowing me to, you know, have time on this show with you. You are absolutely amazing, beautiful, and those ginormous tits of yours. One day, I will have smother my face. I'm just saying. I will. And, you know, this is perfect because I just had got my new titties 5 months ago replaced, and so they're going to be fitting perfectly around your face. We're going to do a titty swap. In my face, in your face. Yeah. So, Sex Monsters, like I said, I'm so happy to be joining the freaking show, Truth Front to Back, with Miss Desiree and Karen. And Karen, I know, will be back next time.
Yes.
Because I'm going to get her. I'm going to get her. I had her once. I'm going to get her again.
She probably has jet lag and probably fell asleep.
Right? She probably did. And that's okay because she's voluptuous and beautiful and she can do that because she's Karen Fisher. Yeah, she's Kim Fisher. She can do that.
So, Sammy, what do we need to know?
What do we need to know? Okay, this is what we need to know. Right now in porn, everybody knows right now, the most amazing thing going on is MILF porn. Hello, MILFs are fan-fucking-tabulous. Why? Because fans love to watch the MILFs getting fucked. It's like every time you turn around, ooh, MILF. But here's my question to you, Desiree. I need to know, is a MILF really a true MILF when you have children, or is a MILF all about age? What do you think?
Well, that's really a good question. Well, and according to in the industry, it's age, but neatly, I think, you know, MILF is someone that has children, you know, because it's hot mother you like to fuck or whatever the definition is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because I have done scenes with girls who are 26 years old or 24 or 22 who have never had children, and they're shooting a MILF scene with me, and I'm like, wait, you don't even have any goddamn children. I'm like, I birthed a freaking human out of my vagina, and you're considered a MILF? I'm like, are you kidding me?
Right. Yeah, it's crazy how the industry, you know, classifies everybody. I don't even know if that's the right word to say, but yeah, but classified.
They just put us, in this category. Like they put girls in categories. Men, they're just men with dicks. They got hard cocks, you know, they just go fuck their male porn stars, which that's another freaking subject I can get into next time, talking about the poor guys.
They're not all dicks that you would want to fuck, but yeah, that's another subject.
Yeah, not even that, but it's like the poor guys, there are so many tons of male porn stars that do not get recognition, which I will bring this up again next time. But going back to the MILF subject, I really truly think that when it comes to shooting MILF porn, MILF should be true MILF. Seriously. When you're a MILF, you're a MILF. It means you've had children. You have birthed a human minion out of your vagina.
Well, I guess I can exclude myself from that category.
Oh, you have it? Oh, shit, damn donkey ball sucking son of a bitches.
You and Karen, I guess, are MILFs. I am not, because I do not have no children. I didn't birth no anything out of my
twat. No minions?
No. No minions, no dogs, no cats, no nothing.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my lanta, you said cats. Oh, that's funny shit right there. She said, pussy out of the pussy. Hmm, that is a very interesting thought right there.
Yes,
could you imagine
yes.
seeing a woman birth a pussy out of a pussy? Hmm, that is another segment right there. Oh, my lanta.
What is with you and oh my Atlanta? It reminds me of this guy that was on the Big Brother show this past season, and it was a gay guy named Jason. He kept saying, oh my Atlanta.
You know what? I think it's because so many people will say OMG, like, oh my God, and I don't like to say G-O-D, so I say oh my Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, he says it too, so I was just wondering if that's just like a West Coast thing or what.
You know, I've been saying that for a year, probably for like 20 years. Oh, my Lanta. Like, maybe I had issues in my younger days and I was drinking my Lanta or something. I don't know.
Well, obviously you started a trend because now other people are saying, you know, oh, my Lanta.
Oh, my Lanta. It's been going on for so many years. I think it's just one of those things where people just say it. Okay, so this is so funny. Okay, so we're talking about the MILF porn. So when it comes to, let me ask you, Miss Desiree, because, you know, you are so well-known in the industry, Miss Boobzilla with the fabulous, amazing tatas. Which, by the way, if you guys have not seen those goddamn tatas, you better Google Boobzilla right now. I'm telling you right now, Desiree is freaking sexy and, oh, voluptuously curvy, beautiful. Mama, I'm going to get those tatas.
Thank you.
I'm getting those tatas.
No, I don't think so. But what's the question?
So for you, what is the one thing that you would love to do when it comes to shooting with girls? would you rather do MILF porn or girls that are younger than you? You know what I mean? Would you rather play the MILF or do, like, MILF on MILF?
Well, Sammy, I don't know if you know this. It's a breaking news. And breaking news that Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, does not do girl-girl.
You don't?
No.
You just broke my vagina in two.
Yeah, I do not. That's how I met Karen, because Karen and I had a threesome with Lucas Stone, and we were doing, you know, the pretty pics first, and then Lucas was downstairs, we were upstairs, and the photographer was like, okay, girls, start getting down to business. And I'm like, getting down to business to what? And he's like, you know, start licking. I'm like, I don't see no cock up here, so I'm not licking nothing. And he's like, oh, you know, it's a threesome, it's a girl-girl. I was like, it's not that kind of scene, buddy. And she was like, I was like, no offense to you. Like, you know, like, and she was like, no, it's fine, you know. But, yeah, that's how we met. Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we're gonna get back into this, because I have more questions for you about the vajayjay talk, which I would love to get into. But I think, okay, I'm getting word our guest is on, our yummy guest, Miss Erica Lohan.
Yes, the milk. The milk.
I'm here. I'm here. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Oh,
you?
My God. Hello, accent. Oh, my gosh, Erica, I love you already.
Oh, well, you know I grew up in the South, but now I live in the Southland, so look at me.
You live where?
The Southland. It's so funny. When I moved out to L.A., I thought it was so funny. I'm like, I just can't stay out of the South. So every now and again, my accent still pops out, but I grew up in New Orleans, actually. But I've been out here for like 20 years, so I guess I'm a native. But I don't say y'all.
What are you going to do?
Too
sick and cute.
Yes, so Miss Mills, or Lauren Mills.
Mills, yes. It's so funny when I first had to think up a name, because there was another Erica Lauren on Twitter, I thought, you know, I do a lot of MILF things, but now it's so funny because I'm actually doing a lot of the GILF things.
Ooh, GILF is hot too.
GILF, I think I've jumped up a category, you know? So it's still fun. It's still fun.
Oh my gosh, she's so cute. I absolutely, okay. You're
well,
just,
you know, I didn't get into the business until I was 49, and it's been 12 years, and I'm still here, so what can I tell you?
Wow.
So still MILF, GILF. I guess once you're a mother, you could be. Once you could play one, you could play a grandmother. Why not?
Right. Oh, my land, yeah.
Funny stuff.
We were just talking about MILF.
Yeah, you are.
Sammy thinks that you cannot be classified as a MILF unless you have a minion come out your twat.
No, I didn't say it. Wait a second. I didn't say I don't think you can be a MILF. I just said, I was asking you, Desiree, do you think that you could be classified a MILF if you don't have a minion come out to your twat?
I think, you know, when you're in a certain age category, you can play, you know, like whatever a lot of people in that category, what that age would be, whether you actually have children or not, you know. I mean, we all have, you know, a variety of friends that have children and relatives that do, so there's always children in our lives. I don't think you personally have to have one and spit one out, you know.
Spit one out, I love it.
I mean, we can use the equipment for other things, if you know what I'm saying.
Naughty, naughty girls.
Oh, I know. Hilarious.
What have you been working on, Miss Erica Lauren?
What have I been working on? Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm always doing something. Of course, you know, I've got my own website, Erica Lauren XXX. which I always have exclusive and fresh and new content that you supposedly can't get anywhere else until somebody happens to like let something slip out. You know how it goes. Let's see. Not that long ago, what was it, last week? I actually, every now and again, I'll go down and shoot for the Score group. I was very happy that they invited me back to do their 60-plus things that they have, because I actually turned 60, and somehow or other they got wind of it. So
they have your birthday.
Their magazines and whatever. So I'm actually about to be 61 in December, but anyway. Long story short, so I just did that, and it was a lot of fun. So we did videos, and also did a lot of still sets for their, you know, for their magazine. So it'll be fun. Can't wait to see it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Age does not matter. Everybody out there listening, age does not flipping
it really
matter.
Does.
It does
yeah,
not
it does
at
not
all.
Minions
matter.
Don't matter either.
Desiree, they don't. Minions don't matter. Trust me, mine's in college, and I'm never having any more. So minions don't matter.
So, really?
You should be a gilf before you know it yourself.
No, that ain't going to happen. That's already been
no,
justified.
No, please.
No, that's
all right,
been justified.
Well, we have a caller from area code 561. Hello, caller.
Sweetie.
Hello, this is Sweepy. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Good. Thank you for joining us. I have Sammy Brooks and Erica Lauren, the MILF, and this is Desiree DeLuca. So thank you for calling in. Do you have a question for one of our guests, or Sammy or me?
I got to say, I have a comment and a question. I got to say that you all three ladies are, of course, very beautiful and sexy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I've had the previous pleasure of talking with all of you ladies. I know Erica from a previous show and from her cam shows as well.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
Yes, you're welcome. And Sammy, of course, I know for a little bit of a longer time, and she's always great to me.
Thanks, sweetie. Kisses, darling.
You're welcome. what has been your favorite MILF moment in a scene? Is my question.
Oh,
what is safe MILF
scene? Who are you asking?
All of you.
Oh.
Favorite. Oh, my God. That is so hard to pick, isn't it? My goodness. Well,
right.
I can say that, you know, I've never had a bad moment. And I feel very lucky because I often get to work with really, you know, younger guys. And it's been a lot of fun, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. So I've had so many good moments, it would be like almost impossible to choose any of it, really. It's all good.
Nice.
Just keep it coming.
Yes.
Right?
Everybody keep coming. Okay.
I have to agree. I really have to agree with Erica on that, because every MILF scene that I have performed, the girls and the guys that I have worked with, I've never had a bad scene. Like, never. Out of
me
any,
either.
Right? It's like...
Me
it's,
either,
when
honestly.
Really?
When you're
wow.
Lucky, you're
really lucky.
Lucky.
No, I really mean it. It's just always been such a complete pleasure. It's interesting because I guess sometimes people don't realize, you don't know the talent. I mean, sometimes you do, or you don't see them,
right.
You know, necessarily that often. But very often, you know, you show up and you're like, wow, first time you're working with somebody, and you just like get right into it. It's like everybody's so cooperative and nice, and we're having fun, and we're laughing, and we're having a good time. And, you know, it's just a really positive thing. We love making great entertainment for everyone, and we just have a blast doing it. And then sometimes you just can't wait till it comes out because you just know people are going to love it. Some of the things that you get to say and do are just like, oh, wow, everybody's going to enjoy this so much, you know. So it's just always such a positive experience, really.
Right.
Nice.
Thank you.
I was going to say, if you don't mind me saying, I can go for a MILF shake right about now.
Oh, my God. Sweetie.
Yes.
You dirty.
We have a, but thank you, Sleepy.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for calling. Thank you. We have another caller.
Keep up the great work. And thank you. Thanks.
I know whenever people say it's work, it's always like, oh, yeah, I guess that is what it
is.
I don't feel like it, but if you say so.
Yeah. We have another caller from area code 904, ladies.
Hey, what's up, ladies? How y'all doing tonight? This is Brian.
Good. How are you?
I'm calling from Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm really, really enjoying y'all show. Y'all really saying a lot of good stuff for up and coming person into that kind of into like fetishes and stuff. Y'all are really saying a lot of informative stuff. I was wondering to know, do y'all have any suggestions like for people? Like, what do you have any suggestions for? You know, extreme in particular for somebody like trying out new stuff. Yeah, if
like,
I feel like
when you're talking, like, well, what do you mean extreme? Like. How, like, for you, Brian, darling, like, when you're talking extreme, like, what is your extreme fetish that you would, like, help, you
like,
know, for
like
us
water
to help
sports.
You?
Water sports. Water sports, stuff like that. Not, I mean, not orgies and stuff. I mean, I'm still talking about stuff like water sports and, you know, scat and stuff like that.
Woo!
And maybe,
oh my
you know,
goodness.
That's, I'm trying to think of some other stuff. Oh, like Prego, like that kind of stuff. Like,
maybe we should bring King back and he can answer for you.
Did you say Prego?
Yeah, that kind of
like
stuff.
Pregnancy. Like, okay, well, so for me, for Sammy, myself, okay, when I have my guys on cam that really get into the pregnating fetishes, like I have tons and tons of guys that are really into that. It's one of those things where the guys really, excuse my pug, he just started barking. The guys, they really get into the fetish of impregnating me on cam. And if that's something that you want to get into, I guess you have to find the right girl. I mean, for me, it's on webcam. I mean, when it comes to doing it, you know, if you really want to do it one-on-one, that's a little more intricate, you know?
But that's what you would suggest is stuff like that. Like, cause, I mean, yeah, that, and that sounds good. That sounds.
Well, you know,
like I'm gonna tell y'all like this. I've seen porn categories like you know what I'm saying, like what we're talking about, and I've got into it, and that, I want to try it. I don't want to do anything else. And I think I've already called the show talking about that. I'm not trying to talk to you, but you know, you get what I'm saying. Like, okay, now I only want to try this. I don't even want to have normal sex anymore. You get what I'm saying? Don't y'all think that's kind of interesting? You're like, oh yeah, now this is what I want to do. You know, like if this doesn't happen, I don't want. You know, and
yeah.
It's just
well,
like that's why
what?
I'm listening
anything.
To the show. Like, that's where this show comes in. Like that's where people start doing
uh-huh.
stuff. Like that, you know?
Exactly.
Anything could be a fetish, though. You know, it's just like anything could be considered a fetish. I mean, there are people that, you know, something
you're
heard of. You know, like feet or like you know different things like that. It doesn't even seem like a fetish anymore because so many things after a while, it's just like porn. It almost seems mainstream, you know? It's kind
mm-hmm.
of like mm-hmm. that unusual because we've been saying it for such a while. So, you know, anything that you think is a fetish or something that you want to try, I'd say try it. I mean, if you have like a willing partner who's like up for it, I mean, don't get freaked out sometimes when, you know, somebody's like, hey, I'm just like not into that. I mean, I've had guys tell me that before. They're like, oh, wow, I'm like so into like feet and getting jacked off with my, you know, with my girlfriend's feet or like different things like that. And she's just sick of doing
right.
that. Didn't want to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you kind of mm-hmm. have to know when you get the other person to, you know, you got to mix it up. That may not be their thing so much, you know.
You do. Or
mm-hmm.
like there's guys, there's guys that are so embarrassed to bring this up to their partner that they have
right.
a fetish with their ass getting licked or their ass getting fingered, or some guys like to get their ass fucked by their, you know, their female
mm-hmm.
partner, and they
mm-hmm.
are so afraid to bring it up. And
yep.
it is mm-hmm. one of those fetishes that seriously, a lot of men are scared to talk about it. And I'm going to tell you what, it is something that men should not be afraid to talk with. If you're afraid to talk with
right.
it about your partner, find the perfect webcam model that can bring you into it and help you talk to your partner about it, because I know all about
that's
it.
Good advice.
It, seriously, because there's a lot of men that really love that interaction in their anal cavity that are so scared, because half the time, or even 80% of the time, their female partner doesn't even like their ass being fingered. But guess what, ladies out there listening? Your man might like to be lit up in the little back end a little bit, just saying.
Good communication is always a good thing. I
think
maybe people may be hesitant to kind of bring something up to their partner because they'll think like, oh, well, they're going to wonder, like, where have I been? What have I been doing?
Right.
You know, it's like, why would I suddenly bring it up? But, you know, we're human beings and we need variety. So why would it be unusual? We might bring up something new from time to time, you know? Why not?
Right.
We like new food. Why wouldn't we want something new in bed, you know?
Exactly.
Our caller still on the line?
Yeah, yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
No, wait. Before you leave, I'm not dismissing you.
Okay.
Do you follow us on social media, Twitter?
Yeah, I follow Ms. Devi. I follow Sierra Devi on my Facebook, but not on Twitter. No, I don't.
Okay. Well, if you could follow us on Twitter and just tweet the show or myself or Sammy, then we can send you a little surprise for calling in tonight.
Okay. What's one of y'all's names on Twitter?
My name is Desiree DeLuca, or you can just put in Boobzilla and it'll come up.
Okay. All right.
The show is Truth Front to Back. You can try that. So you can try Boobzilla and it'll come up. But thank you for calling in, and please come back.
Okay, certainly will.
Thank you so much. All right. It was good, and he obviously was listening to the show, and he liked what King had to say.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Good.
Were you in La La Land over there, Sammy, when I said King?
Oh, no. I was just like, wait, because there was like kind of a little fuzziness in the connection. So I was like waiting and listening. I was like, okay. Because at first I was like, wait, is he going to respond?
Oh, my God. You're so silly. But,
you have no idea, girlfriend.
Miss Erica, could you please do your shout-outs, baby?
I can shout out all day.
well, we only have a couple more minutes of the show, and then, you know, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if y'all want to follow me on social media, it's Twitter is Erica Lauren Milf, and on Facebook it's Erica Lauren, and I have my website. Check it out. At least take the tour, ErikaLaurenXXX.com. So,
awesome. Thank you again for joining us on Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Time really flies when you're having fun.
Erica, I'm actually going to be sending you some info because I want to talk to you more about your cam shows that you do. So I'm definitely I'm going to send you some little messages on Twitter, darling. I'm going to be tweeting your twat.
Thank you, darling.
We're going to have a milk puppet party.
We're going to milf it, darling.
We're going to milf it. Milf it for all it's worth. Well, that sounds great. I'll look forward to getting that.
Yay!
All right.
Y'all are fun. Thank you so much for having me.
You're
no
so
problem.
Cute.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, bye, Erica.
Bye, y'all.
Kisses.
Bye.
Wow. So, yes, it's been a fun night. You were listening to Truth Front and Back. The show's Twitter is Truth Front Back. And my Twitter is Boobzilla XXX. And go ahead, Sammy, you can go ahead and shout out yours.
First, I want to say thank you again, Miss Desiree. You're absolutely fabulous for having me on the show. I'm so glad to be part of the Truth Front to Back family now, and you guys can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrick69. Also, you can follow me on Facebook, SammyBrick69, and then of course you can follow me on Periscope, whoopie whoopie, at SammyBrick69. 6 and 9. And then you can catch me on webcamming with Sammy and Sage right here on Dollhouse Radio Live every Thursday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. And I am so excited and happy, you know, just to be here with you, Desiree. Oh, and one more thing. Stay tuned. You guys are going to be getting some yummy, yummy webcam shows from me, not only on sammy_brooks.camodels.com, but also my website is launching in 2.5 weeks. You are going to get wonderful shows of my vagina in your face. You naughty.
Wow.
Sexologist. Yeah.
I don't know if
so,
they're ready for that. And maybe, you know,
they're ready.
Oh, they are? Okay.
No,
so
they're ready. They've been waiting for 5 years for this damn site to happen.
Alrighty. All right, so tune in, guys, all you horny motherfuckers. Tune in next week to The Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. Night-night.
Bye. Thank you, Desiree. Kisses, honey.
While my dress keep blowing up, shake my jelly, French man and penny, hey, your man into the game, looking great and panic, had a 13, since I was 13, now I'm 20, got them boys all thirsty, where you cook, hold it up, it's toast to the bread that they throwing up, he say I'm the greatest of all time, he say I'm the finest of all fine, got male groupies, who say she all mine, got male groupies, who say she all mine, these ain't your steppies, that's what I call blind. You getting more paper than me, that's what I call lying. I'm out of hood. Arrogant, don't I look good? Marilyn, Monroe,
what did you say, nigga?